Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. Those of you who've already been listening, that means you're highly intelligent. Those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. Look what you got to look forward to. Rick Pinion is our guest. That's something to look forward to. Rick's always always a lot of fun and always does a great job when he joins us. Rick is our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust. He's the founder and the president of Pinion Financial Services out of the Maryland area there, hard by to our nation's capital near Washington, D.C., and he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, gosh, Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. How you been?
Tired. I'm looking forward to the holiday.
Are you? You know, Rick, I got a sneaky feeling. If I know you, you and I are a lot alike. Uh-huh. If I know you, if I called your office at 7, maybe 7:30 on a holiday on Memorial Day, I got a sneaky feeling that you'll answer the phone.
I might be under the desk.
Well, that's another story, Rick. But anyway, it's good to have you here. Speaking of the holiday, as folks know, Monday is Memorial Day. And we'll be here. I'll be broadcasting. Going to have kind of a special Memorial Day show. We got a lot of different cool people who are going to be on the show on Memorial Day, and we'll be talking about Memorial Day and small business. We'll be blending small business into that too. So I'm looking forward to that. Rick, you have something you have to say, folks. I always like to bring this part of the bring a little attention to what Rick has to do here. Rick works in the securities industry. That means he doesn't work in his world isn't caveat emptor like me and you. Where let the buyer beware. Here's his world is full disclosure, thanks to the Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934, and maybe a couple since then. And so he has something to say. And Bill, Rick, go ahead.
Great. Yeah, we do want to talk about compliance. So I just want to remind the listeners that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through the AIG Advisor Group, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and AIG Advisor Group are not directly affiliated. Investors should also realize that there's risks involved in all investments, including the possible risk of loss of principal and fluctuations. So thank you very much.
And people wonder why financial planners don't have groupies. That's always amazes me, Rick. Rick,
yeah.
And by the way, folks, the educational part of what Rick just gave you is how serious your financial planner should take that element of your relationship, the full disclosure relationship, the helping you understand all of the, as much as possible, all of the issues, and letting you know that you've got some responsibility, you've got a lot of responsibility in making sure that you've made decisions, the right decisions, or to the best of everybody's ability. And that it's, you know, it's your responsibility as well as your financial planner's responsibility to make these decisions, to help you make these decisions. And so if your financial planner doesn't take that seriously, then Rick, I think you need to find another financial planner. What do you think?
Yeah, and there's a lot of them around, so you have to search for a good one.
That's right. And, of course, I found you a good one, and Rick joins us every month to talk about these things. Rick, today you got on your mind the 401k plan, don't you?
Yeah, in fact, I was going to draw an analogy. Do you remember when you were a kid, Jim, and listening?
I don't know, Rick. That was a long time ago.
And you used to ride a bicycle.
That goes way back.
Yeah, back to the good old days.
That's right.
And you used to ride a bicycle?
All the time. I wore them out.
Yeah, and remember that there was some kids and maybe the people in the circus used to ride these unicycles?
Oh, yeah.
Would they just be like one wheel?
I could never ride one of those things.
Yeah. Well, there's a few people that are writing something similar today. It's called the single 401k, and I guess we can affectionately call this the Uni-K, because it's set up for one person. So that's the subject matter of today, and I hope the listeners find this interesting, because a lot of people are unaware of how this works.
Right. You know, Rick, I was going over some, let me see if I can find it here. Bill Hubbert was just on the show, and he was talking about some of the national averages for health insurance, I mean for benefits. And here's what he said. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 60% of workers had an opportunity to participate in a retirement plan, yet only 50% choose to use it. That's just a little bit of information to tie into this. And we're going to tie that into the personal, the individual 401k right after these messages with our good friend Rick Pinion. Do you have a 401k? Do you need one? Well, we're going to help you find out right after these messages. Stay with us.
No, no child. See the dog and butterfly.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning light of day. We have to turn.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. Great singer, great songwriter, great artist. That's from the Innocent Age album. It's about a 25-year-old album, so I encourage you to check it out. It's a great work. It's a double album, by the way. Rick Pinion is with us. He's our good friend, and we're talking about the individual 401k. And Rick, the good news and the bad news is that The bad news is there's so many different kinds of retirement packages and programs that the government makes available to us. And I say the government makes available. They allow us to use tax advantages to fund them. So they that's what I mean when I say they make them available, make it possible. There's so many, it's hard to choose. That's the bad news. The good news is we got lots of choices.
Yeah.
So you just got to weed through it all and make sure that you know which one's best for you.
Yeah, remember, whenever there's confusion, there's also opportunity.
Right.
So if people are confused but they've got so many choices, the secret is finding out the plan is best for you, and that's one of the advantages of having so many different plans out there.
Absolutely.
It'd be terrible if we just had one plan for everybody.
Well, there was a time when we just about had that. I mean, basically, there was. I mean, it was basically the defined benefits or nothing.
Yeah, and then the IRAs came along.
The IRAs came along about a little more than 30 years ago, and then other things. You know, Rick, I was just talking to our HR expert, Bill Hubbert, and I was asking him how long it'd been since he'd heard of anybody creating a defined benefits plan. I said it's been probably over 20 years, hasn't it? He said he thought the last time he heard of one like that was probably that long ago.
Yeah, in fact, you know, the federal employees used to have one, but they switched over to a new plan called FERS. So even the federal employees don't have a defined benefit program anymore.
So what about this individual 401k plan? When does it fit?
Yeah, this fits for those of you listening out there that are self-employed and you're a one-man shop. In other words, you may be a consultant or you may have a sole proprietorship, but you're basically solo because it doesn't work if you have employees. This is for one person. It's called the solo or mini 401k plan. It's basically what it is a profit-sharing plan with a 401k feature, and it has many advantages, including, well, number one, you can maximize your retirement contributions. You have loans. You can take loans against it, just like a regular 401k.
Mm-hmm.
You have flexibility in terms of what you can contribute each year, or you can decide not to contribute one year if you want to. It's not that complicated. Gosh, I can go on and on. It has hardship withdrawals. You can merge. You can mix and match. Rollovers from other retirement arrangements.
So that's pretty. It sounds like a pretty flexible plan.
Yeah, it has many, many advantages, but the public's unaware of how it works because I don't see too many advertisements for the individual
right.
401k.
Why do you think that's the case? Why do you think? Why do you think people don't know about it?
Well, I think number one, we're talking about a subset of the small business community where a person's working just by themselves. And I guess a lot of small businesses maybe have one or two employees.
That's the key. See, here's the thing. I can see how maybe this would be that way. If you think about it, if you are a small, if you are a micropreneur, as some people call them, a sole proprietor, this, and I was for a long time, Rick, I was an individual. I worked all by myself as a consultant. And when I hired an employee, that person was part time for, you know, for a couple of years, and then I had one employee for many years, you know, and then we continued to grow. But my point is, during the years when I was alone, it was when I was starting my business, and frankly, I didn't have the money to fund an individual 401k. In other words, my priority was not at that time was not for the retirement. It was to make sure my company stayed in business.
Exactly.
And I wonder if that isn't what happens. And by the time your business grows enough so it can afford, you can afford to fund a 401k, you're going to be hiring employees.
Right. In fact, that's a good point. In fact, this plan appeals to those people that are solo, that are making large amounts of income, and they can put more money aside in this plan than they can in the SEP or the simple IRA. Mm-hmm. So it's for your high income earners that are solo.
There are a lot of people out there who would be independent. Individual sole proprietor type folks, consultants, that kind of thing, maybe lawyers, accountants, architects. I know some architects in this category. And the people who work for them are all contract workers.
Right.
And that's what the people want. That's what the employees want.
Yeah.
Or they're the people who work for them want, I should say.
Yeah, 1099 instead of W-2. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you find employers who do that, and it's to try to, you know, subvert the system. But sometimes it's the way the other folks want it.
Right. Also, it appeals to those corporate. You know, sometimes you have like a corporate owner employee.
Right.
And that works very good with us as well because they can put large amounts away.
Say that again. How does that work? I'm not sure I understand.
Let's suppose you have a 50-year-old corporate owner employee, and let's suppose that person has a salary of, let's say, $96,000 a year.
Right.
Well, because they're an employee of their corporation, they can put away 25% of their income. So we take 25%.
Okay. Now, but how is that? I'm confused. How is that? So if I'm an employee of my corporation. You are too.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Right.
So I'm a little confused about that.
All right, let me take the mystery out.
All right. I'll tell you what, hold on to that thought. Hold on to that. Rick's going to clear this up for us, folks. Maybe you already got it. Maybe I'm just being thick-headed about it. We're going to come back and Rick's going to explain how you can, how you can have employees and still have an individual 401k. It's 10 till. Here's Hart to take us out. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog when you're there, and you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you 5 days a week. It's updated every weekday, and the newsletter comes on Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead. Rick Pinion is our guest. He's got an outstanding website, and it's a very important website, folks, especially from a financial planning standpoint. He's got a lot of free stuff there, a lot of calculators that you can use to your advantage, and he'll let you use those for free. And if you're looking for a financial planner, I encourage you to give Rick a chance. Also, if you're not in his area and you'd like to have somebody close by, Rick will help you find one, won't you, Rick?
I sure will.
Give us that website, please.
Okay, it's www.pinion, that's like opinion without the O. It's pinionfinancial.com. So it's www.pinionfinancial, one word, .com.
And, folks, the reason he'll help you is because he's just that kind of guy. Rick, you've also got another website, too, don't you? Tell us about the healthcare website.
Oh, that's ehealthandlife.com, and We use that for mainly for the health insurance, health and life insurance. We get quite a few people that come sign up online for individual health insurance.
Now, folks, what I was confused about a minute ago, when you were talking about corporations and being an employee of a corporation, you were still talking about a one-person operation. And in my mind, what I was thinking of was that I was thinking you were saying that if you had employees, that you could have a contract as the owner, leader, the president of the company. But you're still talking about, like I was at one time, I was incorporated and I was just the only employee of the company.
Yeah, well, let me make it real simple, because I know this is a little bit confusing, especially for those of you out there driving to work and you're trying to figure out what's going on here. Basically, the single 401k can be matched both by you as the individual, and if you have a corporation can also contribute on your behalf. So we have two sets of percentages. If you're a sole proprietor, self-employed, you can take 20%. Of your compensation.
So if you make $100,000 a year, you can take $20,000 and put it in there.
Right, and then you can contribute on your own as well.
And the company can put another 20 in.
Yeah, well, depending on your age. If you're over 50 like you and I, you could put 15 plus an additional 5 for what they call a catch-up.
Okay.
So you can put in $20,000 and the corporation can contribute on top of that.
All right.
As you can see, for highly compensated people, this is wonderful. I mean, they can put in tremendous amounts of money in this thing.
Let me ask you a question. Let's take your example, or me, you or me, either one. Let's say that we spun off a corporation, and you had an opportunity to be a speaker, and part of what you did was to go around the country training financial planners. Let's say.
Okay.
Could you spin off a corporation? You'd be the only employee of that corporation, even though you own Pinion Financial, but you're the only employee of Pinion Speaking Services. Could you then have an individual 401k on through that company?
I don't think so, because the government looks for common ownership.
Okay.
So, for example, if I'm the owner of that little individual corporation, plus I'm an owner of another corporation, they would pull those together for testing purposes.
Well, I guess the government comes up. They figure guys like Blasingame going to try to figure out how to scam the system, right?
Yeah. Plus, it may not be worth it just to set up a corporation just for the pension plan. It has to be other factors as well.
Okay, fine. Hey, Rick, we got about a minute. Last thoughts.
Well, my only thought is, we've been doing a lot of talk lately about, baby boomers and retirement, and my suggestion for those of you out there is to try to contribute as much as you can, as often as you can, and take advantage of some of these wonderful programs. They're basically a gift, and Uncle Sam is your partner, so for every dollar that you contribute on a pre-tax basis, Uncle Sam is picking up the other part. So don't miss your opportunity to have the option to slow down at some point in your life and enjoy the fruits of all your labor. That's my thought for today.
And that would be a good idea, Rick, if I knew that you were inclined to take your own advice, though.
Shoemaker's children don't have shoes.
That's exactly right. You and I, and what I'm talking about, folks, Rick's kind of like me. He likes to work, and we both decided that we're going to slow down when we hit 70, right, Rick?
Or think about it.
Hey, Rick, give us that website again, please.
Okay, it's www.pinionfinancial.com. Like opinion without the O, pinionfinancial.com.
Check it out, folks. Don't forget, this is complicated stuff, so get a professional to help you out. Thanks, Rick, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame reminding you in the next hour, we're going to have the Small Business Person of the Year from West Virginia and then Steve Forbes. You don't want to miss next hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.